5 years ago today, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected Bishop of Rome and Supreme Pastor of the Universal Church, taking the name of Pope Benedict XVI.
David Gibson is the author of The Rule of Benedict, a biography of the Pope. He spoke with Linda Bordoni about how he thinks Pope Benedict will be remembered.
I think the first thing that people will remember is what people were surprised by when he first became pope, which is what a nice man he is, what a pastor he is. When he came to the United States in 2008, exactly 2 years ago, the response was really warm, and he was very engaging and very thoughtful and very warm. And people said, oh, he is a nice guy. He is a real pastor. But I think that's going to remain, and I think his writings will remain, which is what he would like to see.
Right.
You know, the reality is, and in writing about Benedict, it's so clear that he does not want to be the center of attention. He said in his opening homily as Pope, it's not about me, it's about letting Christ shine through me.
He's been unlucky in these 5 years in the sense that he's had to really navigate through stormy waters. Do you think he'll be remembered for having also stood up to the storm?
I think so, very much. And you're right, there were, you know, increasingly, especially with this latest kind of crisis, you could almost kind of mark his papacy by this series of peaks and valleys and this kind of a chronology of crises. And I think what he has done, and which will hold him in good stead, is that he's always maintained a steady course. I think you're seeing that in its quintessence during this crisis, which is so much of a media type of crisis rather than, you know, an issue of kind of internal church disputes, et cetera. He's going to stay his course, and he's always done that, even when he's quote-unquote apologize. There are more of explanations. This is what I was thinking.
He's good at explaining as well, don't you think? I mean, even when he speaks of the gospel, I think his explanations of the readings are very direct, very effective.
Everybody, people who are seen as his critics or his foes, quote-unquote, really respect his thinking. He's the smartest man in the Vatican and the hierarchy in many respects. He's so good at explaining the faith and so good at explaining church history and concepts and culture. His expositions on art and the importance of that to the spiritual life, those are incomparable, really, and those are going to last